When we awaken in the morning, so our hands are considered defiled. Normally, when a person sleeps, so in ancient times they used to sleep without clothing, and the assumption is that a person touches himself in his private parts in areas which are dirty. So when a person awakens in the morning, we assume his hands are dirty. And so our sages instituted that when we awaken in the morning, we have to wash our hands. We wash our hands to clean them. We wash our hands just like the Kohanim, the priests, in preparation for a day of service before God would wash their hands and feet. We wash our hands. And we also say that during the night, when one's neshama is up testifying before its creator, so then the bad spirit can pounce on a person, and when a person awakens, it leaves him down to the nails. It remains on the nails. And when we wash our hands in the morning, so we remove it. We're supposed to wash our hands 3 times on each hand. The custom is we alternate right hand, left hand, right hand, left hand, right hand, left hand. Total of 6 washings. The water which we wash should go down the drain. We're not supposed to reuse that water. Don't use it to soak your dishes. We say the spirit leaves our hand and goes onto that water. After we wash our hands in the morning, so then we're fit for saying blessings, assuming we don't really have to go to the bathroom. It was instituted that when one opens one's eyes and one's hands are still defiled, one should say thanks to God that he has given him back his neshama, and therefore it was instituted to say a sentence which doesn't incorporate God's name, but refers to God without saying God's name overtly, and that sentence is Modeh ani lefanecha, I thank you, and we will translate that sentence next time when we learn. The importance of that sentence is that we can say it even when our hands have not yet been washed. Have a good night.